One more time, welcome to the AMRES quarterly teleconference. Sorry for those inconveniences, and once again we apologize for those technical problems. I see some people already connected, so probably we... That, can anybody confirm that you can... Does anybody hear us?
Yes, it's Kamil Szlaga.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's good. That's the first positive thing in the morning. Our participants today are as usual. It's Wojtek Morczyński, Chief Operation Officer of Casual Dining. Mark Chandler, Chief Financial Officer. Piotr Boliński, Finance Director. And we have also Dorota Dmowska from the And my name is Mateusz. I am Investor Relations Manager. As usual, we'll start from some slides. We prepared a presentation for you. Afterwards, we'll be more than happy to answer your questions. The teleconference is recorded and it will be available within 1 day following the call. I think we are finally ready to start. Wojtek, over to you.
On behalf of the management team, welcome to our quarterly teleconference. Due to Henry's absence, I have the pleasure of leading this conference, and you know, we had some technical difficulties. Actually, I realized after 10 minutes getting feedback from the team that I'm not heard, so it's a bit frustrating, but I realize it's even more frustrating for yourself. So sorry again about that start. I'm hoping that I will make it up to you with some of the good news I have to share. I would like to share with you today. After the gloomy fourth quarter, when you know, overall our financial performance was well below everybody's expectations, we had quite good results in the first quarter and a couple of positives. So, without due delay, let me get to slide number 4, executive summary. Let me start with the U.S. I'm quite happy to be able to report to you that we observed quite a rebound in the U.S. after the fourth quarter, and this was due to both external and internal factors. Let me first start with the internal factors. As you may have heard already, we started integrating that business and we are already seeing some benefits out of that integration process. First of all, we are launching all our operational best practices such as DOS Plus, which is supposed to increase the whole business performance culture of our U.S. business. Also, our focus on outstanding hospitality is bringing results. The surveys, satisfaction, guest surveys get better and better results every week. So this is one of the lead indicators showing us that this business is headed in the right direction. And of course, we are also making improvements to the whole team. You may have heard about the restructuring of our leadership team, so this is also affecting in a positive way where we're going. One more thing that I didn't say in my first attempt that you couldn't hear that just came to my head was that a couple of months ago we did an internal survey of the engagement of our employees, and to our great surprise, the best scores came out of the U.S. business. So this also shows us that the leadership changes we made there, plus this whole integration, is very well received by our American team. So moving to the financial performance, we continue to see single-digit decline in the U.S., but actually that decline is quite small. It used to be much deeper in the past. And we had in the first quarter a couple of weeks of flat sales, or even if I recall correctly, 1 week of slightly positive increase. So, you know, it's probably too early to say at this stage that this is a reversal of the trend, but it looks like we're close to that moment. When it comes to the external factors, as you may recall, our U.S. business seasonality is quite the opposite of the European seasonality. The best quarters in the U.S. are the first and the second quarter, so that's the better result. And this is just a confirmation that we're also benefiting from that seasonality. As for the condition of the U.S. economy, in the media here and there, we can hear, you know, some rumors that maybe the recession is over, or maybe we're seeing some symptoms of that. I wouldn't be that optimistic at this stage, but definitely you are waiting for that moment to happen. Next highlight on the executive summary is Europe, our performance in Europe. We are quite happy to report continued same-store sales, strong increases, particularly in Poland and particularly in our QSR business. Overall, our business grew almost 27% in Europe. So that's really positive, and our margins back to the above 12% level, actually 12.6%, which in the context of the of what's going on in the economy, especially in Central and Eastern Europe, is quite positive for all of us. Russia continues to be quite turbulent. We continue to see a decline in same-store sales, particularly for our casual dining business there, but also slightly for our QSR business. Our management team in Russia is quite experienced. They survived already the crisis of 98, so we are hoping that we'll benefit on the expertise they have to weather this storm. And one of the things we're doing at this stage in Russia, other than scaling down the growth for the time being, is renegotiation of the rent agreement. That has been progressing quite well, and we're hoping that with this we can offset some of the negative aspects of the declining sales. Next highlight is Sphinx. I believe I will be speaking on behalf of the whole management team here. We are so relieved to be out of that investment. It's such a good riddance. Sphinx has turned out to be quite a drain on our resources, both cash and time and energy. And a lot of people at this table here in Wrocław were very heavily involved, and unfortunately, we didn't benefit as a company out of that, so that was a painful and costly lesson, but we're happy to be no longer involved in that project. And last highlight here is the fact that to open our stores, actually the pace of opening was even faster than in 2008. We opened altogether 20 restaurants compared to 15 restaurants last year, which just proves that we are determined for growth, and actually we are starting to see some positive trends in both the construction cost as well as the rent levels, which are becoming more and more reasonable, because there was a time, especially in Central Eastern Europe, where the rent levels were abnormally high. So, having said that, I'm moving on to the AmRest portfolio slide. Adding of the 20 stores in the first quarter contributed to the overall number of 435 restaurants. And what's notable in the openings is the fact that we finally opened our first two units of Starbucks in Poland. Both openings were a huge success, both from the customer point of view and from the media point of view, huge positive interest. Our first unit opened in Warsaw at Nowy Świat. For those of you who have not been to that unit and are based in Warsaw, I extend a warm welcome to go there and try this unique Starbucks experience. We also have our own store below our office here in Wrocław, and it's such a great picture to see that restaurant full all the time, even though the whole office building is not filled with tenants yet. But the store is just amazing. So we're happy about that opening and quite bullish about the Starbucks development in Poland as well. Moving on to our growth of sales, I've already commented on both the US and Europe separately. We generated over half a billion in sales in the first quarter. Just a reflection on that, I remember joining Amrest in 2005. This was the sales level for the whole year for Amrest. So right now it's the sales level for just one quarter. It just shows how much progress the company has made over actually 3-4 years. That huge increase of 116% was driven obviously by the consolidation of our U.S. business, which had the largest contribution, and then what I mentioned before, the almost 27% increase in Europe. And all the sales drivers, traditional sales drivers of Amrest, such as same-store sales, new openings, and acquisitions, contributed their shares to the overall picture. You also have our financial report, the segmental analysis. You can see that the split between casual dining and QSR is almost even. 50% in sales contributed by both segments, being obviously much more profitable. And having said that, I will turn over the floor to one of you guys, Piotr, who will comment on our financial statements.
Thank you, Wojtek. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to briefly guide you through first quarter financials. I'm really pleased to share with you that majority of activities and actions mentioned by Wojtek start to be visible in our financial reports. What's really remarkable is that Q1 was yet another quarter of tremendous sales growth. As you can see, we doubled our sales compared to first quarter of 2008. Actually, we more than doubled that. What's also very very good about our Q1 financials is that our EBITDA number increased significantly, both compared to Q1 of 2008 and compared to fourth quarter of 2009. We posted 48% increased over the Q1. This is driven basically by good performance of majority of our businesses. I'll elaborate on that more on the next slide. It's really hard to compare our cost structure compared to Q1, and as we shared with you last time, this is caused by the addition of the U.S. business. It changed the presentation of our P&L quite a bit. What's really relevant is that our margins, and you can see that numbers that we reported in the first quarter of 2009 are pretty much stable. We continue to see some significant impact of foreign exchange, and this is basically on both sides, both on translation part and on transaction part. The translation part is related mostly to the U.S. business, which is the dollars and gets translated into zlotys. FX differences out of that. On transaction side, unfortunately, we continue of local currencies on
mostly rents. The biggest impact we observed in our Russian business, where ruble deteriorated the most, and also in some of our casual dining restaurants, impact of FX is already seen. When it comes to G&A and other non-operating items, it's pretty much flat. Probably what's worth mentioning is that of 2009 was another quarter where we consolidated our supply chain management organization. Therefore, you see some increases in nominal level of G&A and also increases in nominal level of operating impact. On a net basis, our supply chain organization contributed positively almost 2 million zlotys of EBITDA added. When it comes to non-operating activities, financing costs, same as in previous quarters, went significantly up. This is based on, of course, the increased level of debt. As a result of mostly this finance cost increase, our bottom line went slightly down and we posted net income of 11.2 million zlotys compared to slightly more than 13 in Q1 2008. Moving on to segment analysis, Wojtek covered pretty much everything there. What's really remarkable is our Polish business, which is still very resilient. We continue to see positive sales indexes. Czech Republic, also very decent cash contribution with cash margin. 11%. US was a very positive surprise in Q1, and we continue to see some steady improvement there. US part is all the more important that in the turmoil of financial crisis and slowdown in economies, we really need stability, and we're glad to see that the US starts to give us that stability. Russia is probably the most troubled market now, with EBITDA margin going down to 9%. This is mostly driven by FX. As I mentioned, ruble deteriorated the most out of the markets that we're in. We're expecting to see some improvement related to renegotiating of rents that were mentioned by Wojtek. We hope that this will be visible and third quarter of 2009. Moving on to balance sheet, what's probably fair to say is that our cash position was strengthened compared to the end of 2009. This is related mostly to disposal of Sphinx investment. We already received of the sales of Sphinx stock, 30 million of cash was reinvested back in our business. On investment side, we made a couple of additions to our restaurant portfolio. The capex of Q1 was slightly more than 23 million and was related to the opening mostly. On working capital side, probably one item that needs some clarification is payables. They went significantly down compared to the end of 2008. This is based by both the decreases in nominal levels of accounts payables. We did do some catch up in terms of payments for our investments and food materials, but also this is related to some seasonal factors. Q1 of 2009 was the period where we settled the majority of our accruals, and this reflects the settlement of utilities and some marketing activities of 2008. All in all, equity went up by more than 50 million. This is driven by both the additions to our bottom line and positive revaluation of our U.S. business. Moving on to summary and key figures of the last couple of quarters, you can see that on trailing 12-month basis, we're getting close to 2 billion zlotys in sales. So we continue to add scale to our EBITDA. is going down a bit, and this is related to the structure of our business. You can see starting from Q3 we're consolidating our US business. Nevertheless, the stretch goal for the rest of this year in terms of EBITDA is getting to 10%, so we're still very much focused on cash generation. We believe that the cash generation of our business will allow us to keep the leverage stable or even decrease it a little bit. As you can see, at the end of Q1, our leverage ratio was at 2.4 net debt to EBITDA, and it steadily started to steadily go down. Summarizing, I would say that Q1 financials prove that we're very much resilient to what's going on. We continue to generate strong cash flows, and I believe that the diversity that we have in our portfolio will help us to weather the storm in current real economies. At this point, I'd like to turn back the microphone to Wojtek, who will give you the outlook for the growth.
Thank you, Piotr, for the financial summary. As I look at this growth outlook, you know, several statements here are the statements you've seen before. So, you know, like the description of the Polish market, which continues its strong performance both on the EBITDA and same stores. So it sounds like a never-ending story, but I don't really mind. I mean, we are cautiously observing what's going on in the economy. We're seeing some negative trends in Poland, declining consumption, declining GDP, and weak zloty. But so far, despite a little bit slower growth, that growth still continues. So we're quite happy. When Piotr commented on the segmental analysis, he said that Czech is also strong, but as you can see, it's not as strong as Poland. And again, a reflection a couple of years back, actually when I joined Amrest, our Czech business was much more profitable than our Polish business. So so we would like that to be more balanced, and right now Polish business leads by far all the other markets. So one of the reasons for the Czech business to be less profitable is the fact that we started seeing some signs of slowdown. As you may know, Czech economy is more susceptible to the outside influence. It's very much export oriented, so my guess is that part of that is reflected in the overall economy, but we are also investigating and getting much more customer insights to find out what's going on there, and we want to make sure that we don't let that profitability deteriorate even more. When it comes to Hungary, nothing new there. The economy continues to be troubled, but our operational performance is quite encouraging. We are seeing some solid same-store sales improvement to our business, and we continue to build scale there by opening new units, albeit at a lower pace than last year. But this is still off a much lower base. So one of the major challenges in Hungary is building scale so that we can leverage our resources. When it comes to new brands update, Burger King, we continue adding stores in all the three countries. Actually, in the first quarter, I believe we added stores only in Poland, BK stores in Poland. On Starbucks, I've already commented. Collectively, we have 11 stores. Applebee's, the only addition that I want to make about Applebee's is that I'm quite optimistic looking at that business also from the return point of view. I'm really hoping that with the improvement in profitability and with the weak zloty, we can actually see a 20% return on investment in that business at the end of the year, which would be a confirmation of why of the reasons why we went there in the first place. And this happening in such a difficult year would be quite an achievement for us. On Freshpoint and Rodeo Drive, nothing really new to add here. And Russia already commented. Bulgaria, a bit similar to Hungary. I mean, the economic environment is not as dramatic, but we continue to have a low base there, so we need to build scale. We haven't added anything in the first quarter, and our existing business continues to see some improvement. Serbia, we added a second restaurant after almost 2 years. We were hesitating what to do there because of the political instability. It looks like the stability is there to stay now, so we are more and more encouraged to develop that market as well. So, you know, overall, as I mentioned a couple of times, we are cautious about what's going on in the world, but we are determined to grow as a company, because crisis, in our opinion, creates opportunities both for organic growth and for M&As. So we want to capitalize on that, and obviously cash generation is one of the key factors we are focusing at this stage. So having said that, I'd like to open the floor for questions.
Hello, so maybe I will start. Łukasz Wachowko, Deutsche Bank.
Hi, Łukasz.
First of all, congrats on good results, I must say. Well, two major places where you surprised me positively is US and cost of financing. So first, touching upon US, quite decent EBITDA margin. My question would be how it looked in the first quarter last year, because we are not seeing the comparable basis for US business. So just to see how the business is going there, whether it's improved, deteriorated, basically, well, to know whether the things are going in a good direction or not.
You know, we didn't disclose that, and there was a reason why we did not disclose that. I mean, it's part of being consistent with our segmental disclosure. So I can't comment in concrete figures here, because it's not available to everybody else. What I can say is that you can guess from the single digit same store decline that profitability should be worse, and it is worse than the first quarter 2008, but it's a different economic reality. So it's in line with the sales decline, but there is nothing else really affecting that policy compared to periods.
Okay, so
than the flows.
Okay, so if there are no major changes in the market, well, it was deteriorating. We should expect second half of the year to be seasonally weaker, and profitability in the second part of this year. Profitability reported in the second half of last year, or should we expect already the if things just come stable in the market, the profitability to improve in US?
Well, there are a couple of offsetting factors here. One is the seasonality that you've mentioned that will is not as advantageous in the second half of the year as it is in the first half. On the other hand, we continue internally to improve this business. We launched Dos Plus in March, and this is our key operating system that brings strict financial discipline and ownership of our restaurant business. So we're hoping that will have a positive influence on the business. Also, on the back to the seasonality, in the fourth quarter last